Vince, Mike, and Chris here in Boston. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
We're doing good, Vince. Report after the game circulating that you didn't even get out on the field for warm-ups because you were feeling under the weather. You know, how sick were you, and how sick was the team as a group in terms of the flu bug going around heading into this game?
I think it had a couple of us, you know, pretty messed up. But I think we did a real good job of trying to get the IVs in us and fluids and everything in us. And whatever we can keep down, we kept down. Hmm. So we fought through it. We knew how important this game was to us. And last thing we wanted to do is, you know, let down some of our teammates. So I think we gave what all we had to give, and it was good enough. So happy to say, you know, team feeling a lot better, especially after a win, but at the same time with the sickness, I think we're feeling a lot better.
Vince, after the game yesterday, you talked about how the reward for a win like this is a hat and a T-shirt game, and how important that is to you and how important that is to the team. As a veteran who's been through a few of these before, talk about how maybe that you communicated that to the rookies, or did anything even need to be said?
No, I mean, we hit on it because I think we do, you know, we do a great job of all year just focusing on each game individual and just ignoring all the noise outside. And I think as, you know, one of the leaders and one of the guys who've been around here for a long time, we just wanted to stress the fact how important this game was and what this game meant to this ball club. And how we can set ourselves up with a win coming from Buffalo. And, you know, I talked to the defense. I know I talked to the defense before the game and just let them know how important this was to us. A lot of people, you know, like I said, we try not to, you know, over-broadcast certain things, but I think this was one of the times where we needed to get through to our team how important this game was to us and what it means to this organization and this team. If we win this ball game. So I think everybody went in with the right mindset, and I think everybody felt, you know, felt pretty good about going in and playing the game. And, you know, once we got our hat and T-shirt, we knew we went in and we did what we had to do. We set ourselves up pretty good down the road. So that's just one step to where we want to get, you know. Now we can get back on track with, you know, just taking the one game at a time now because we done, you know, Our next games is home. We don't have to travel no more until hopefully at the end of the season. So now we can focus on, you know, putting everything in one basket and walking away with W's each week now.
Vince, you guys have talked on a number of occasions this year about the importance of playing good complementary football. Ben Jarvis talked a little bit about it after the game yesterday. You guys on the defensive side of the ball are able to get stops early on, and that opens things up for the offense. You guys are also able to get those takeaways and put the offense on a short field. How important is complementary football to the overall success of this team this year?
Well, I'll tell you what, if you get two out of the three, special teams, offensive, defense, if you get two out of the three, you're pretty in good shape. But when you get three out of three, it's hard to lose like that. And, you know, every game we go in and all year we've been talking about, you know what, let's play good complementary football. And let's work with each other with the field position, turnover battles, big plays, whatever it may be. Let's work with each other on it. And I think this game was one of the biggest things where field position and turnovers. I think we say, hey, we can get some turnovers and, you know, give our offense a short field. We'll be in pretty good shape. And then we did that. So each week, anytime you can get turnovers, that's huge for us. And also with our offense going on the field and not turning the ball over, that's even a plus for us. And when you have these special teams playing as well as our guys do, it's always a good thing. So that's something we're going to have to always be getting better at. We're going to have to always be moving forward with is playing those three phases in the game. And like I said, if we can get two out of the three, we feel that it's good enough to get us W's.
Vince, you talked about letting the young guys know what this game meant and maybe broadcasting more to those guys the importance of it. You're going to the tournament. You're the top seed. You got five rookies at some point who have started on your defense this year. How will you get the message to them what playoff football is like? Because you're going to play a playoff game here in a couple of weeks. How will you share the experience of playoff football with these young guys?
Well, just tell them every game is like a championship game. I mean, whatever you can think about, from Little League to college, whatever it may be, when you played in championship football, this is what it's going to be about. The game's getting tougher. The opponent's a lot tougher. This is where you have to put 60 minutes of football in. You won't, most of the time, you won't see blowouts in games like that. So it's just everybody's just focusing and doing what we've been doing for the past couple of weeks. It's just playing focusing for 60 minutes and playing good football, and we'll be all right.
Vince, last question for me. I know you talked about these young guys on this team get it. They understand the situation. They understand the importance of games. And that's maybe a little bit different than some of the young guys who've been around here in the past. We all know about Devin McCourty and what he's been able to do. But is there a guy that we maybe in the media or the fans might not know about who really understands his role and who really is doing a good job and kind of operating under the radar a little bit, but really understands his role and really understands what's going on?
I think it's everybody. You know, I mean, I think each week you guys have been seeing new people coming in from off the streets, from off the practice squad, guys who haven't been playing as much. I think you're starting to see a lot more now because of, you know, injuries or whatever it may be, certain situations that Bill may like. You're starting to hear names that you haven't heard. So I think it's everybody. I don't think it's just one individual. I think it's everyone because when your number is called, you have to be ready to perform, and I think we've been doing a pretty good job with that. So it's going to continue. You know, you never know when your number's going to be called, but the thing is, when it's called, you have to be ready to answer the bell. And I think we've been doing a pretty good job of that, and we'll keep doing that.
Vince, travel back safe from Rochester. I know you talked about wanting to get back and see friends and family. Get the win yesterday, snowed in New York. Travel back today safely. Appreciate the time this morning.
All right, thank you guys, man.